USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In September, Special Counsel John Durham announced a former Clinton campaign attorney, Michael Sussman, was indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI with regards to the Russia collusion lie. The indictment also alleges that Sussman coordinated with representatives and agents of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now it's been discovered White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is the foreign policy advisor referred to in the indictment. In other news, a federal judge said records from the Trump White House can be turned over to the House committee investigating January 6. President Obama appointed District Judge Tanya Chutkan said Congress should have access to the records. An illegal immigrant pleaded guilty Tuesday to killing two additional people during a four-person murder spree in northern Nevada in 2019. 22-year-old Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the deaths of Connie Coons and Sophia Rankin. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Let's get an update on the Astroworld concert tragedy.
Investigators looking into the Astroworld concert tragedy in Texas are combing through what's left at NRG Park in Houston, which has been sealed off by a judge. Attorney Benny Augusto represents several people who were hurt by a mob of fans, and he says the scene they describe is haunting.
They saw lifeless people. Of course, they were being crunched to themselves until after the police got there and was able to make some room.
They're suing the headliner, Travis Scott, as well as everybody else who was involved in last Friday's concert. Eight people were crushed to death. The lawsuit alleging concert promoters and security failed to have a safe plan for the deadly situation and had nowhere near enough medical or security personnel. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tuesday night, the Green Bay Packers were fined $300,000 and two players were each hit with $14,650 fines. The fines were issued for violation of the league and NFL Players Association COVID-19 protocols. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the help of Republicans in the House, Congress passed a bipartisan infrastructure bill that has plenty of spending outside of true infrastructure. This new bill greenlights a per-mile tax on your driving and will cost you more every year just to drive your car. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich on Fox can't understand why anyone would support this bill.
I was shocked that 13 House members would do this. They had no role in writing the bill. They have no understanding of what's in the bill. Most of what's in the bill they would oppose if it came up individually. And I think that it's just very sad that they did it. And I think back home, both the Senate and House members are going to have a hard time explaining why they did it and why they're voting with Nancy Pelosi. This, by the way, is at a moment where Pelosi is very unpopular. Biden is at 38% approval. Kamala Harris is at 28% approval. We just had an 8% increase in the producer price index, which is a huge jump in inflation. And people feel it every day. So the average American is smart enough to know you don't want to add more spending when you already have gasoline going up, food going up, etc.
Former New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning watching the Monday Night Football game simulcast on ESPN2 with brother Peyton Manning back in September. The younger Manning middle fingered the audience while describing an experience with a young Eagles fan. Three complaints were filed with the FCC. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.